This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The 2020 presidential election just might be decided in the suburbs. Heavily Republican suburban areas have moved toward the Democratic Party in recent elections. In western Wisconsin, Democrats in St. Croix County are hoping to capitalize on that trend in a May 12th special congressional election and in November. Rob Mentzer has more.
From downtown Hudson, Wisconsin, there's a pedestrian bridge that crosses the St. Croix River and into Minnesota. On the interstate nearby, cars zip by on their way to the Twin Cities. Today, Hudson is basically an outer suburb of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Danielle Johnson says that wasn't always the case.
Growing up in this area, I grew up in Red Wing. I remember when Hudson was not part of urban sprawl. It was just a small town in Wisconsin.
Johnson is co-chairwoman of the St. Croix Democratic Party. She sees political tides changing here. Democrats are organizing in Hudson and in rural parts of the county, too. At a chili cook-off and candidate meetup in March, Johnson told the assembled Democrats that the party is focused on grassroots organizing.
But we're going to really reach out to all parts of St. Croix County and turn it blue.
One of the candidates who spoke there was Tricia Zunker. She's facing Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany in the 7th Congressional District. On the day before Governor Tony Evers declared COVID-19 a statewide public health emergency, Zunker made 3 campaign appearances in St. Croix County.
When we flip this seat, Wisconsin is blue again, and that has enormous implications for the 2020 presidential election.
Zunker says she's gotten a lot of support from the area.
There are people on the ground that are helping turn people out, that are helping get the word out, and they're posting on Facebook, they're using social media, they're making phone calls.
In the spring election, held amid the state's stay-home order, the conservative candidate for Supreme Court narrowly won in the 7th District, even as he lost the statewide race by 10 points. But in St. Croix County, the result was tantalizingly close for Democrats. The county that voted for Trump by more than 18 points in 2016 split nearly 50-50 in the Supreme Court race. Most of the 7th Congressional District is rural, which is one reason the special election is seen as an uphill climb for Democrats. But every Democrat in the region points to St. Croix's State Senator Patty Schachner as proof that they can win. Schachner won a surprise victory in her special election in the district in early 2018. Outside the chili cook-off, Schachner says the pitch for Zunker and Democrats is simple.
The big thing is, are you better off today than you were, 6 weeks ago? 6 months ago, 2 years ago. And if you weren't, Tricia Zunker is worth taking a chance on.
Opposition to the president fuels a lot of the Democrats' energy here.
Like many, many people, when Trump got elected, it was just a shock and devastation.
Tammy Mutaden is an occupational therapist in Hudson. With Johnson, she's co-chairwoman of the county Democrats. In 2016, she was doing home health care in rural Wisconsin.
I like to tell people I literally saw the signs because I saw lots of Trump signs, and it was really worrying me. And everybody was saying, oh, he's not going to win, he's not going to win. And I said, I'm not so sure about that.
Mutaden is 56. She says she's been a single mom on welfare, and she's seen the value of a strong social safety net. After Trump's election, she and her daughter went to the Women's March in Washington, D.C. It was the first time she had ever participated in a political protest.
When I came back, I thought, well, okay, what can I do next? What can I do now to make sure that wasn't just a one-off?
She joined the St. Croix Democrats. She served on the county board for 3 years, and she's working to elect Democrats this year. There are a lot of people like Mutaden in places like Hudson. In the Trump era, Republicans have lost support in suburban areas across the country. Trump's approval rating is still high in rural areas. It's still low in cities. It's in the suburbs where there's been the most change. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.